Hello, here's another letter from the Kate. Today you will need to get a pencil and paper out because we're going to do some sums. Before that, I'm reminded of the 1959 song, P-A-Y-E, from Trinidad's most famous calypso musician, King Sparrow. This was a time when the Trinidadian independence movement was in full swing, and the People's National Movement, led by Dr. Eric Williams, was developing policies to take the nation beyond colonial rule. In that song, Sparrow sings,
"That's the law now in Trinidad. If you don't like it, well, that's too bad. Take your things and get out today, because all who working must pay."
Because all who working must pay, yes, the doctors say, to pay as you earn. He was, of course, referring to the fact that national jurisdictions have the capacity to enforce the imposition of tax liabilities that they impose upon their citizens. So how does that help us understand what the capacities of our federal government are? Well, here's a little game you can play with your friends or family over dinner. One person is the government, and the rest pretend that they are citizens who face that tax liability. Today, I'll be the government, and you can be the citizens. Just like the sparrow understood, the rules are that you have to pay me 100 game tokens each day or suffer the consequences. I alone issue the game tokens. In the game of Monopoly, the game tokens are bits of paper that are distributed by the bank, whereas in our game, we will just write numbers down on the paper to record the transactions. So now you have a problem. You don't have any tokens. How will you get my game tokens to pay the tax and avoid those serious consequences? As Sparrow noted, all those working must pay. So I will pay you 100 tokens if you do some work around my house each day. Just pretend, okay? You realise that offering your labour to the government is the only way you can get my tokens and avoid the consequences. Get your pencils at the ready. Draw two columns, the left column for government and the right column for you. Now I pay you 100 game tokens for your work around my house. So in the right column write, wages 100. Go on, do it. You have now solved problem number one, the tax liability. In the right column also write, taxes, 100. Then underneath, write, saving, 0. Why? You earned 100 and paid taxes of 100, so there are no tokens left. In the left column write, government spending, 100, because I paid you 100 tokens to do work around my house. Also write, underneath, tax revenue 100 to record the taxes received. Then underneath write, fiscal injection 0, which records the net effect of my fiscal policy. Spending 100 less taxes 100 equals 0. Fiscal policy is the government's spending and tax decisions. We would say in this case that the fiscal policy of the government is now balanced. What did you learn? That when fiscal policy is balanced, the citizens cannot accumulate any game tokens. What does that mean? It means that saving is zero, and saving is the way to accumulate wealth in terms of game tokens. Also note that I had to spend first before you could meet the tax liability. From Philosophy 101 and Aristotelian logic, we know that causality occurs when one event contributes to the production of another event which lies in the future. In our case, government spending causes the citizens to have the tokens that they can use to pay taxes. The spending created the income that provided you with the capacity to pay the taxes. The taxes did not and could not fund the government spending. I issue the tokens exclusively and can create as many as I like whenever I like. Okay, day two arrives. I want more work done around the house, so I increase spending on labour services to 120. Now there is more work being done and less of you are unemployed. The tax liability remains at 100 per person. So write taxes 100 to record the tax payment. Then do the sum and write saving 20. Why? Because you earned 120 and only paid 100 in taxes. You now have wealth equal to 20 tokens. In the left column, write spending 120 and taxes 100. Do the sum and write fiscal injection 20. Why? Normally, we would call this a fiscal or budget deficit because the government has spent more than it is withdrawn in taxes. I prefer to call it an injection, a positive connotation, because government has injected a positive net amount of tokens into the private sector. In this case, 20 tokens that were spent were left untaxed in the private sector. Now you know that a fiscal injection, otherwise known as a budget deficit, allows you to save that many tokens and increase your net wealth. The fiscal injection also increased employment and private incomes, another positive. Okay, day three dawns. Treasurer Jim Chalmers claims we must have budget repair, that the government has to live within its means. He proposes to cut government spending. So we follow suit and I offer only 80 tokens, a cut of 40, which means private incomes fall by that much and there is less paid work available. There is the same amount of work to be done, but there is unemployment because I won't pay for that work in day three. The tax liability remains at 100. In the right column, write wages 80. Also write taxes 100. Then do the sum and write savings minus 20 because you only earned 80 and had to pay 100 in taxes. In the left column, write spending 80 and taxes 100. Do the sum and write fiscal injection minus 20. So the government is now in surplus because it has spent less into the economy than it has taken out in taxes. Where did you get the tokens on day three to meet your deficit of 20? You would have to run down the wealth you had accumulated on day two, the savings of 20 tokens. So the government surplus has destroyed your wealth by 20 tokens. That sounds like a bad outcome. Now try to relate these sums to the world we live in, where we are told that government surpluses are desirable and deficits are to be avoided. Think about how stupid that sort of logic is. Next time, we can introduce government debt into our little pencil and paper game for more shocking revelations. Until then, bye for now and take care.